We have a strong reputation. It's an international reputation now of the type of learning that we have right across the board in this country. And in particular, when you go to international different countries around the world, people look to the Irish model. A big, big part of that was the small school as well. So we want to see ways of ensuring that the future sustainability of these schools is kept in the right place. An all-government approach is needed. If we're looking at new people coming to rural areas, there has to be the necessary infrastructure, and that's why we're ploughing ahead with the broadband plan, and we'll continue to make that a full priority. But there is a challenge. There's a challenge for the bigger companies, the bigger international companies based in Dublin, to look at ways that they can have remote working in more rural areas as well, and that will ensure that we'll have added numbers in smaller areas where schools are close to the threshold of losing the teacher.
And finally, Minister, there's obviously going to be challenging times ahead for small schools. Would expect it a drop in numbers when it comes to enrolment?
That's always a worry, and the difficulty for schools and parents' associations and board of management is when the numbers get near that threshold, the panic sets in and energy goes into trying to ensure that they keep on their teaching cohorts in the school. So what I want to do is I want to take that pressure off. I want to get schools into a place where they're not focused just on numbers, that they're not focused on that pressure every September, but to look at ways of ensuring that we have the necessary all-government approach, be it infrastructure, be it ensuring that we've got more people, giving more people access to remote living, remote working, and that will ensure that the numbers will stay strong.